interviewed a lady on who mentioned that her body was going for medical research.
That's right.
And she was also an organ donor.
Yes.
You can't be both.
What?
You can't be both.
Of course you can't. How could you?
Well, I have checked on it quite recently, and in fact, I've taken my name off the donor register.
Yes.
They will not take your body for medical research if organs are missing. The idea is they want students to be able to find these organs.
Oh, bulk.
What?
Bulk. Have you this all checked out?
Yes.
What are you going to do?
I'm going for medical research.
Really?
And what's more, I have all the arrangements made for my departure. I have even drafted the announcement to go in the Telegraph.
You have not?
I have.
Are you on your own?
Yes. And what's more, I have encouraged my children and grandchildren, when they visit me, to let me know what they would like to have when I'm gone. And I take a note of it.
What do you mean?
If they would like a particular picture or a particular ornament, I have one granddaughter who wants a lot of my books.
What's it like, Jim, preparing for your own death? What's that like?
Look, you get to a stage, Stephen, where you know that you're going to die. And it's likely to be sooner rather than later. So you might as well face the fact and accept it. That doesn't stop you enjoying life to the full. But there's an inevitability about it. And having lived through other funerals, especially with relations when there were problems over funeral arrangements, who got this, who got that, I decided that I wanted to avoid all that. It makes it an awful lot easier for those who are left behind.
But you've written your own entry for the Belfast Telegraph.
Yes.
Have you said nice things about yourself?
No. I've just... well, I could quote it to you without giving my name.
Yes.
And it says, "This is to inform all those who knew me that I departed this life on whatever date it is. My body has gone for medical research, and consequently a funeral there will not be. Those who wish to give thanks for my life or thanks for my departure may adjourn to the nearest licensed premises and there consume vast quantities of liquor at their own expense." And that's what it is.
Well, I see that angle. No, that's you now, Jim.
What? Well, I mean, you know, I spend a lot of... It may not be quite word correct, but basically that's what I'm going to say. You know, because I'm not having... I don't believe in funerals.
Do you know what I'm going to do at my funeral, Jim?
What?
I'm going to make them play all the dodgy songs that I like. I'm going to make everybody in the church listen to all the kind of... the weirdo songs I like. I'm going to make them play Kylie and Jason, especially for you.
Well,
I'm going to make them listen to that and Bette Midler the Rose. In fact, I want to play that today. That's the one I wanted today. Bette Midler the Rose.
Well,
that's the one.
I hope you realise that if it's cremation you're going for, there's a limited amount of time for you to play whatever you want to play.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yes. You just can't go in there and take up the next 20 minutes.
You're winding me up.
I'm not.
What do you mean, limited amount of time?
Because I inquired about that as well.
A limited amount of time?
Yes, because, I mean, the cremations are scheduled, you know. I don't know what the frequency is. I think it's once every 30 or 45 minutes, something
like that. It's like booking a slot?
Yes.
Oh, I'll not be having that.
Oh, well, you have to if you want
to. No, I would want to prolong it. Because I would want to prolong it.
Well, then, you must book two or three slots.
Yes.
That'll cost you money.
So if you want longer time, you've got to book a longer slot?
Well... As far as I know, you can't, on paper, you can't book a longer slot because, say, they're working according to a certain programme. There's people coming in at certain times, and that goes on all day. Now, if there was a vacant spot after you, they might let you stay a bit longer and play a bit more. But my knowledge, I say, because I asked about this at one stage.
Yes.
And I was told that certainly you could go up there with your own CD and play it, but mm-hmm. there's a limited amount of time available.
I could put together then a compilation CD.
You could?
Yes.
But as long as it's within the time limit they allocate.
Kylie and Jason. Have you ever heard that song? Kylie and Jason, especially if you, it used to be on Neighbours.
No.
I love it.
No. No, if it, my choice was going to be classical.
Ah.
See, well, listen. However, I decided that I didn't want a funeral. Even if I'd had a funeral, I laid down that my body was to be taken to the crematorium and left there. No funeral, no one present, no clergymen, nothing.
Why?
Because there are times when I think funerals do more harm than good. I mean, if people want to remember me, I don't want them to remember me lying in a box. I want them to remember me as I was. Not lying in a box. And I've been to funerals and seen people, and some of them go to pieces.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I say sometimes it does more harm than good. And people turn up at your funeral to express their sympathy, and they haven't been here for 20 years. So I decided that if there was going to be a funeral, it would be up to the crematorium. As I said to my executor, just put me in a corner, have a word with the person in charge, and tell him if he's got 10 minutes, will he stick that boy in?
Oh, would you stop saying it like that? Stick that boy in.
Aye. Stick him in before he goes off.
Do you not think that there's something, you know, there's just something, I'm not too sure, in terms of either getting buried underground, right? And yeah. I know you don't know because you're dead and all that, but the thought of it, buried underground or getting burnt, just get into that big furnace.
Yes, well, that would be like a cremation of Sam McGee. You ever heard that?
No.
Well, you should, by Robert W. Service. And he wrote a poem about the cremation of Sam McGee. And Sam McGee hated, they were gold prospecting, and he hated the cold, and he made his friend promised that when he died, he would cremate him.
Can you recite any of that poem?
Pardon?
Do you know any of the poem? Do you know any of the lines?
There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. But the strangest thing they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge, I cremated Sam McGee. Now, Sam McGee came from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the south to roam round a pole, God only knows. I'll stop there because there's 34 verses.
You're an amazing caller this morning. You really are. You're amazing, sir.
I simply wanted to let that lady know that she should look into that business about being an organ donor, say, because I actually phoned the donor register this week.
Yes.
To get my name taken off. Because I've been, my body going for research, that's been organised for a number of years. But I heard a couple of weeks ago that they wouldn't accept you if you've had organs removed. So I phoned this week and had my name taken off.
Well, listen, Jim, it's been lovely to talk to you this morning.
Well, it means...
All right.
I probably confused you.
No, well, I don't know what I'm going to do with me now.
Oh, exactly.
I reckon, I honestly reckon I'd die in the mid-40s. That's when I honestly... So I've probably got... I would have thought I've got about 6 or 7 years to decide. Okay. Who knows? Nobody knows. You could die today, for goodness sake. You could die next week. But I reckon... I've always had a wee notion in my mind I'll die in the mid-40s.
Oh, yeah.
So I better hurry up. I'm 38 now. I better hurry up and decide what's going to happen to me.
Well, I made you want...
Do you know what I should do, Jim?
Right.
I should maybe let all the politicians I give a hard time to, I should maybe let them decide what they'd like to do with me. Maybe they'd like me, I don't know.
You should invite them all to your funeral.
Yes, but how many of them would turn up?
What? Tell them there's free drink or free buns or what have you.
Free prawn cocktail crisps.
Aye.
Mm.
Provide they turn up.
Peach snaps.
Aye, well,
they could claim it on their expenses, couldn't they?
They could.
Travel to and from.
Aye, yes. Aye, you say you're 30, what is it, 38?
38, yeah.
Aye, well, you see, I'm in my 80s, so I don't have all that much time to decide.
Jim, lovely to talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Really, really interesting discussion.